Followers of the Velaya presents
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen بارئ الخلائق أجمعين باعث الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين بالقاسم مصطفى محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم. Question number 320. The vast majority of people, there are Buddhist non-Muslims. Therefore, if a university student rents a house, what is the rule concerning its state of purity and najasa? Is it necessary to wash and clean the house? It is noteworthy that most of the houses are made of wood and to wash them is not possible. Further, what is the rule concerning hotels and their furniture and articles? So, you brothers and sisters, you may live in a society where you may see where you have some relation, contact with these Buddhist people who are non-Muslim. So you may rent some houses from these Buddhist people. You may sit in the class beside these Buddhist people. You may touch something in the class or in hotel, in every places. So what is the rule concerning these Buddhist people? Now let us see the answer of Grand Ayatollah Khamenei to this question. The question number 320. Unless it is confirmed that the hand or body of a non-Muslim that is not among the people of the book has touched something in the presence of transferable witness, you must, dear brothers and friends, you must focus on this term, transferable witness. If you could not see these kinds of transferable witness, in that case, there is no problem. That thing will not be considered najis. You see, the people. So if if you do not see that a Buddhist touch. Touches, for example, the table, the chair, the wood, the wall, different things. In that case, you cannot consider that wall or that door or that pieces of things as a najas. Presuming that it is najasa has been ascertained, it is not obligatory to purify the doors and walls of homes or hotels, nor their furniture and articles. All that is obligatory is to purify those things which are based for eating. You must focus on this part of the hukum. You know, all that is obligatory is to purify those things which are used for eating, drinking, and praying. You see, these things must be washed, must be cleaned. But the other things, if you do not see the transferable witness on those things, then in that case, there is no need to wash them, to clean them. So this was the answer of the Grand Ayatollah Khamenei to this question. Question number 322. It is generally said that a house built by the hands of non-Muslims becomes najis, and performing prayer in it is makruh. Is this correct? The answer of Grand Ayatollah Khamenei to this question is this. Performing prayer in such a house is not makruh. So, dear Muslim brothers, if your house is built or has been built by non-Muslims, saying prayer, performing your religious, your Islamic tasks inside those houses and those places is not makruh, and you can perform your tasks there very actually comfortably, and there is no problem with performing prayer inside those places.
گل با صفاس اما بی تو صفا ندارد گر بر رخت نخندد در باغ جا ندارد در باغ جا ندارد.